Honey, I'm home. Oh my gosh, come here, you. I've missed you so much. Yeah, you missed me too? Oh, sweetheart, it was so hard to be alone without you. I've been thinking about you all day long. Come here, give me a big hug. I love it when you hold me like that. So, what have you been up to since I left? Waiting for me to come home. That is so sweet. I rushed home as fast as I could. I didn't want to waste a single minute to be with you. Let me look at you. Whoa. You do look so handsome today. Well, not just today, but also yesterday and the day before that one. Oh, you think I'm beautiful too? Well, I know you think that, babe. You say that was nearly every time I appear in front of your line of sight. But it actually never gets old, especially not when it comes from you. I love you so much. You're my little angel. Oh, excuse me. I'm just so lucky to have you. Kiss me. May have hinted at this a little this morning, but I have a special surprise planned for you. What is it? Well, what kind of surprise would it be if I told you what it was, huh? No, my love. You've got to show some patience for your sweet, lovely girlfriend now. All right. You know, I simply cannot keep secrets from you. Come, follow me to the bedroom. For no particular reason. Okay. I will tell you. If you please sit on the bed for me first. As you know, today marks our 2-week anniversary, and I thought we could do something nice to celebrate the occasion. So, I've done some thinking, and I've come up with a few things, actually. First of all, I want to make your favorite dish tonight. That's right. I already bought the ingredients yesterday. Or had you already noticed what I was planning? Shoot. That one surprise already spoiled. Oh, I thank you. Yes. I am the best cook in the world, in fact. Thank you for telling me. And perhaps I'll allow you to thank the chef later. But hang on, there's more. I was thinking that after we had dinner, we could snuggle up on the couch and watch your favorite movie together. How does that sound for a fun evening? Yeah? You'd be in for that? But wait, I'm not done. Because lastly, I know this was what you've really been hoping for. I'm finally ready to give you what you've been longing for, probably since the day you've met me. I'm so sorry, baby, for making you wait so long. I know you've been yearning for my soft, gentle touch. And you want to make love to my sexy body so bad. You've been staring at it all this time, and I've only allowed you to get to first base so far. I've been teasing you relentlessly. I know that. And I feel kinda guilty, to be honest. I just wasn't ready. But I am now. Everything changes today, my love. I'm ready to open myself up completely and give myself over to you. Are you ready to give yourself over to me? I'm going to show you my true self today. You're going to see me completely naked and exposed before your very own eyes. Does that sound good? Okay. Just remember, you agreed to everything I just laid out on the table. Just because, you know, we might be going at it all night. So how about it then? How badly do you want me right now? Do you want my skin to rub against your skin? Do you want me to grind my hot, naked body on top of yours? You're so in lust for me. It's so cute, my love. I bet you can't wait a second longer. Well, hold on for just one more moment. I'm going to take something out of my purse first. And when I come back, I want you under these covers, completely naked. Agreed? Good. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Where do you keep these matches, babe? Never mind. Found them. Okay. Ready or not, here I come. Excellent. I'm so eager to get started, are we? Let me just turn off the lights. Make it nice and dark in here. Oh, yes. I brought a candle with me. Yes, it's black. For black is the color of my soul. I mean, it was. But only because I didn't have you in my life yet. And I'm so glad I found you. Really. Because now my whole world is just bursting with rainbows and glitter. Yes, that's right. How about I light it then? I'm just going to place it right here next to you on your nightstand. There. Now for some fire. There we go. Now, isn't that romantic? You know, that flame right there represents the desire and lust you have over me. It burns bright and deep inside your very core. And the only way it can ever be quenched is to have me right here, right now. Now, look into my eyes. Stare deeply into them and tell me what you see. Good. Good. Keep looking. You're mine now, baby. That's right. My piercing eyes capture into your mind so easily as they draw you in. Drawing you in towards my power and control. And I'm taking control of you now. Can you feel it happening? You like giving up control, don't you? That's right. I know you. Just let me be in charge from now on. I control what you think and how your body reacts. From now on, you'll respond completely according to my wishes. You want me, don't you? You crave me so much. You need to feel my body, my warmth. You need to listen to my words. You want to listen and obey. Good boy. Just do as your hot, mesmerizing girlfriend tells you. Close your eyes. You are now completely bound and enraptured by my spell. Actually, you've been obsessed with me from the very first moment we met. You can't resist me. So don't bother trying. I am a creature of lust and desire, and you are enslaved by my beauty. I can take on many forms, you know, but I choose this one just for you. Because I know you wouldn't be able to resist this face, this body. This voice. You walked straight into my trap. And you were completely blind to all the red flags that kept popping up, weren't you? Do you remember when we were watching that movie about that innocent man in prison? And I cried at the end? I wasn't crying because he managed to free himself, silly. I was crying because he managed to escape that beautiful prison. But you won't be able to escape so easily. No. You are eternally bound to me. We're in a relationship, you and I. Which means I own you. I get to do as I please. And you want me so bad to please you, don't you? Don't worry, baby. By the end of the night, you have worshipped and experienced my entire body. And that's a promise. But in return, I will take every last drop of your seed you have, and with it, I will claim a part of your soul essence. Yes. You will be mine forever. Shh. There. I promise to take good care of it. Haven't I been a good girlfriend so far? Then why don't you trust me a little bit more? I think I deserve that much. You want me to make love to you, right? You want to see my pussy? No? Then be a good boy for me and do exactly as I say. Follow every word that flows from my tongue as it directly enters your brain. I'm irresistible. I'm so easy to fall in love with. It's so easy to obey my commands. And you are utterly weak for me. You're unable to resist the temptation of surrendering to my tongue that's licking your consciousness from the inside out. You want me to start touching you, don't you? You're so desperate for it. You need to feel the softness of my hand upon you, the warmth of my mouth around you. You ache for my hot, wet, tight little. But first, you gotta do something for me. You have to sink deeper, baby. Way deeper. Much, much deeper. Just relax your muscles and let go for me. Allow me to take you wherever it is you want me to go. Slow down your breathing and listen to my words as they guide you along. Do you remember the black candle flame that I lit earlier? Picture it again in your mind's eye. Gaze at the flame as you feel its warmth and brilliance. See it flickering and dancing in front of you. You slowly feel yourself becoming totally infatuated by it. This is no ordinary candle flame. This is a candle formed by my own devilish magic. I am imbued with my own black blood and black tears. You are unable to resist the effect it has on you. Follow the movement of the flame as it dances from side to side. Its rhythm seducing you to sink deeper and deeper for me. Deeper and deeper you go, totally under the control of my spell. See the black wax start to melt, and with it, any and all remaining resistance you may have. Allow it to melt away as you relax and fall into complete and utter silence. My love, you're doing so well. I think you deserve a reward now. I will move my body on top of you. Can Can you feel the weight of my hips as I straddle you? I'm completely naked for you. Just like you've always wanted. And if you're a really good boy for me, I might even pull away the covers. And who knows what could happen from there? Keep following the flame. It feels so warm and relaxing. It soothes away all your tensions and stress. Just let it all go. Take a nice deep breath for me now. And as you blow it out, see how the flame gets pushed back a little by the air. There you go. See how the flame slowly starts to sway back to its original position. It's beckoning for your complete surrender. In a moment, I will ask you to take one big, final breath for me. And as you let it out, you will see yourself blowing out the candle. And as you blow it out, all the lust and desire you feel for me will be increased tenfold. Let's do it together now. Take a nice, deep breath in. And breathe it all the way out. Very good. Lights out. You're now in total darkness, totally at ease, and utterly relaxed. Your body trembles and aches from my touch like two heavy magnets that are closely being kept apart from each other. You see my beautiful body slowly begin to shift into form again, right on top of you. My perfect body is all you ever dreamed of. Notice my perfect skin and perfect stature. Yes, relish in all of my curves. Stare at my wondrous breasts. Good Lord, would you look at that sweet, beautiful pussy? Everything is begging for your attention. Drink it all in. My body is the temple you worship. And my tight, wet pussy is the doorway to your salvation. I'm going to slide off the covers now, so you finally get to experience how my soft skin feels upon you. You feel me now as my body comes into direct contact with yours. I'm so warm, so hot. The weight of my body is pressed up against you. And you can feel the essence of my pussy dripping down on your entire groin. You begin to moan as my pussy grinds against your rock-hard erection. It burns a little, doesn't it? You need the soft embrace of my warm, wet pussy to engulf you, don't you? Yes. You need it so badly. You need me to let you inside, deep inside my perfect little pussy. Beg me. Beg me to do it. You need me. You're so desperate for it. Say you give yourself to me, and I will grant you your wish. I'm all ears. Good boy. But not just yet. I'm not done with the culmination process yet. But you can have my mouth in the meantime. Does that sound agreeable to you? You want my pretty little mouth wrapped around your throbbing hard cock. Then allow me to move a little lower. Your cock is 2 inches removed from my face now. It's begging for me to put it in my mouth. I'm so close. All right. I think I've teased you enough. Get ready to feel the magic of my mouth and tongue wrapped around you. How does it feel? Relieved now that you finally get to experience how I pleasure that poor, desperate cock of yours. You waited so long for this moment to come. Now it's finally happening. Give in to me. Give in to my hot, wet mouth, sucking you so exquisitely. I must say, your pre-cum tastes delicious. I can taste the life force inside of it. I love it and I hunger for more. But it's a nice little taste of what you're going to offer up more for me later. Feel the pleasure rising up deep inside of you as my mouth engulfs you. You're
Your sensation of pleasure is completely under my control now. I control your arousal. I control your cock. It's mine. And you're mine. I'm making you feel so, so good. I know what you like. I've examined you carefully. I know all of your weak spots. For example, this weak spot right here. And this one. Teasing and sucking your cock so expertly, aren't I? You've never felt anything like this before in your entire life. If it wasn't for me controlling your orgasm, you probably would have coated the back of my throat already with that hot, sticky gum of yours. But luckily, you come when I tell you. And I say, not yet. You don't get to come yet. Because I'm not done with you yet. I need you to fall deeper for me. I need you deeper in my mouth. Feel the warm, wet sensation of my mouth moving up and down your entire length, stopping at the base. Skillfully moving upwards towards the tip. My lips, the suction, everything feels so good. It's driving you crazy. Feel how my tongue begins to swirl around and around the tip of your dick. Hypnotizing you, enslaving you to feel more and more pleasure. It feels so good. Stop before moving up and back down again. How much more of this can you handle? Before you descend into complete sexual hysteria for me. Mm. Well, my love, are you ready? Are you ready for the next level? I'm going to let you fuck me now, at long last. Or should I say, I fuck you? Feel me straddle you once again. Now let me take that slippery cock in my hand as I move it right against the entrance of my warm, wet cunt. Can you imagine the bliss it would generate inside of your body where your cock slides deep inside of it? All right. You may enter. My tight little demon pussy is going to blow your mind. Let me slide you in real deep. Fuck. This is so good. Feel how warm and tight I am around your cock. I'm so wet. Whatever you do, don't come. Don't do it. Don't come for me yet. I'm about to move up and down now, so hold it in. How does my pussy feel? Perfect. Yes? I designed this pussy specifically for you to fit as tight around your cock as possible, just like a wet, warm glove. This feels so good. I mean, of course it would feel good, but I didn't imagine it to feel this fucking amazing. See me move back and forth on top of you as the candlelight reflects off my flawless body. Such a hypnotic sight to behold. I've got you completely locked into me. And your attention is solely focused on my words and the feelings I give you. Your cock belongs to me now. It's mine to play with. And nobody else gets to touch it. Not even you. You can't control your body anymore. Feel me bounce on you as my wet pussy cascades pleasure throughout your entire body. My hypnotic rhythm drives you deeper under my control. Let yourself be overtaken as I bring you in the deepest pleasure ever known to man. I'm riding you so good, aren't I? So smooth and deliberate. Your juices have begun combining so nicely. And with it, our bond has strengthened. Can you feel the lust and desire you have for me start to swallow you whole? You can't stop it. You are completely powerless and defenseless to keep me from taking what I want. And I do want you. I want every ounce of you. I need you to surrender to me. Feel this pussy consume you as I know just how to press all the right buttons. My creamy, demonic juices are trickling down your shaft and onto your balls. Can't you feel it? This is how hot and excited you've made me. I'm so horny for you, baby. Let me work my dark magic on this beautiful cock. It's so incredibly hard for me. Can you feel it twitching against my G-spot? Nothing has ever made me feel this way. You're such a good boy for me. I knew I picked the right human for this job. The moment I saw you, I knew I needed to have you. Noticed how I began to pick up the tempo now? Fucking you harder and faster with the tight grip of my horny little gun. Your balls filled to the brim with cum. They were aching for a release. But you can only come on my command. You need my permission. You want my permission, don't you? Then beg for me. Beg me to fuck you harder and milk every last drop of those balls. You can't take it anymore. And do you want to know a little secret? My cute. cute little pussy is begging for you to come. Can you feel it clenching around you so tightly as your pulsating dick desperately yearns for liberation? Oh, you're so close to the edge now. One simple command and it will come bursting out of you and deep inside of me. Do you want me to say it? I can't hear you. What's that now? You do want to come inside this perfect little pussy. Oh, I had no idea it was this important to you. Well, all right. I suppose I should say it then. Or I could just keep teasing you mercilessly as I continue to override your orgasm again and again. No. Quite honestly, I can't wait anymore either. I need to feel your heart come flow deep inside of me so bad. Deep inside of my aching, wet, tight little pussy. And since you've been such a good boy for me, I'll give you the command now. Okay, baby. Do it. Come. Come inside of me in orgasm. Come deep inside of my warm, wet pussy. Come for me now. You have my full permission. Let it all spurt out. Let it all spurt out of you. Straight into my pussy. You're allowed to come now. Explode deep inside of your sweet, perfect girlfriend. That's it. Fill my tight demon pussy with your hot seat. There you go. You're doing it. Feel that hot burning volcano inside of you finally erupting as you burst into me. Good boy. Come inside of me. Fill me up. I need it. I'm gonna make sure I squeeze out every last drop from you. I want everything. Do you understand me? My pussy won't stop milking your pulsating cock until you've given me all of it. Every little remaining squirt of your jizz is mine. That's it. That's it. There we go. Give it all up. Give it to me, baby. Such a good boy for me. Oh, that delicious cum is just pouring out of me. I love it so much. You did so well. And as you may have noticed, left your beautiful soul intact. I just couldn't do it. I felt something. I couldn't take that part away from you. I thought there could be no love inside an empty void, but if there is anything remotely resembling love possible in this foul, wicked heart of mine, then that's what it was. I want to be with you. I want to remain your girlfriend. I promise not to do anything like this ever again. Unless you want me to. I want to please you appropriately from now on. Hold me, my love, and don't ever let me go. There's a reason why I chose you. I really care about you. You're important to me. Kiss me. How about you decide on what movie you want us to watch later, and then I'll start with dinner. Yeah. Is that a nice idea? Oh. By the way, my favorite genre is horror. But don't feel pressured into picking that now. Tonight's about you. Okay? I know we can make this relationship work. I'm going to spoil you so good tonight. I love you.
Hello, this is Tova, also known as the Little Lolita, and I thank you guys so much for deciding to listen to my audio today. If you like what you heard, I do make more content on my Soundgasm. I also do personalized scripts and audios that are custom made. I usually have my sites linked. So either way, if you found this from a friend, from one of my personal medias, or if you know me directly, tips and commissions are always greatly appreciated. I thank you all very much once again for giving it a listen. Even your listens and commentary, critiques, criticism is always highly appreciated. Thank you guys so much and have a splendid day. Or night. Mwah.